downtown.
It's
right
now. One of my very favorite times of the year, yes. Because I love it when it's blue and gold jacket time. It is the state FFA convention. That this is the 90-plus year for the convention to be here in Manhattan. As those young FFA students come into our community to celebrate their success, they obviously are on the KSU campus. They've had the great opportunity of having the United States Secretary of Ag address them. That doesn't happen on a regular basis, and so to have that be a part of their itinerary this year has been wonderful. But as those FFA students come into our community, they stay in our hotels, they get to experience our community, they get to see what Manhattan and Kansas State University is. Many of them then choose Kansas State to become their college of choice. And I believe I'm speaking with a state FFA winner himself, as well as I think that there is another FFA person in the other room. Is that right?
Still have my jacket. It's a size 34.
There you go. Well, and I'm also an
I didn't win anything at FFA.
I'm an FFA person, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. So
got the trio here.
Yeah,
I did win a chapter award for throwing some trees out in a pond for fish habitat or something.
Hey, there
like
you
that.
Go. It's something.
So
see, FFA is long-lasting, and it builds into our to who we are. And I would venture to say that we could talk many, many hours about what FFA, the impact that it had on our lives and the development that it has had on each one of us. But not only are FFAers in town, this is really kind of youth development week, if you wish, because it's also Discovery Days for 4-H'ers that they have been on campus staying in dorms and learning about all of the different opportunities that they have before them. There was a group of 4-H'ers that came to our office yesterday to learn about the hospitality industry. We had the opportunity of sharing with them what a Convention and Visitors Bureau is, how we are funded, how we function, and how we work to promote the community. So, again, a very great time. There were about 15 young students that came into our office to learn more about tourism. And certainly, I think when they were done, we had an opportunity to talk with them about the significance of meetings in our community, as well as Adrian Hayes with Country Stampede was there and talked with them about special events and the impact that it can make. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great time of year when there are a lot of people in town. You might also see in the next couple of days a lot of bikers that are in town, bicyclists. It's Candango. It is a 3-day bike event that is taking place here in our community. So a lot of activity. Just be aware that as we have visitors in our community, that to tell them thanks for choosing Manhattan as their destination.
And did you have some more information on Stampede that you wanted to go over?
Oh, yeah. Country Stampede, it's right around the corner.
Yes.
Yeah, today's June 1, and I saw Adrian this morning, and we went, oh, my goodness, in 20 more days, Stampede takes the 20 more days. Stampede takes the ground. So there'll be about, over the course of 3 days, we'll welcome about 90,000 people over that course, about 30,000 people a day. Certainly the headliners this year on Thursday it's Cole Swindell, on Friday it's Alabama, and on Saturday we close it out with Florida Georgia Line. So kudos again to Country Stampede officials for bringing in the best of the talent, and for 23 years it's been a great ride for Manhattan, Kansas to welcome them. Stampede has an economic impact for our community of about $10 million, so that's a pretty significant amount of money that comes into our community. When you think over 23 years, how many groups have played, there have been about 400 country music stars that have taken the stage over those 23 years. And that's a lot of music, a lot of entertainment. The Convention and Visitors Bureau, we do run an information booth on the grounds during the duration of those 3 days. We have maybe two or three volunteer slots left. So even as I'm speaking, those slots could be full, but if you are interested in wanting to volunteer, those are usually about 2.5 hour shifts. If you are interested in working those shifts, if you wanted to give our office a call at 776-8829 to see if there's any time slots left available, we welcome you to do that. And if we are filled for this year's volunteering, certainly we'll put you on the list for future years, because we want to do our job of welcoming visitors to the community, learning a little bit more about how far they are coming, how many dollars they're spending, and when they plan on returning.
Brady Bowman here with Karen Hibbert. She's the director of Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, talking about all sorts of stuff. And I grew up listening to a lot of Alabama, so I'm pretty excited about that Friday night. You also have some hotel statistics.
Sure.
You want to go over.
I just wanted to go over really quickly that as we are almost to hit that halfway point, at the end of June we'll hit that halfway point, but we've had a very busy first 5 months of the year. And I just wanted to share with the folks that we most recently had KSU graduation. And on that Friday of KSU graduation, our occupancy was at 96.4%. But I wanted to also let you know that our biggest Saturday of the year was not KSU graduation, but it happened to be the weekend of 2A basketball, when we had a 94.4% occupancy. So we're seeing, I'm looking at a chart here, that we are seeing our hotel occupancy bounce all over the place for the year, still holding around 60% overall for the average overall, but certainly those weekends and during the weeks, we've had a Tuesday that we had a 92% occupancy. We've had a Wednesday that's had an 87% occupancy, even a Sunday that was the beginning of conferences in April that had a 62% occupancy. So again, Manhattan is a place where people choose to come, meet, and relax, anything from meetings to being a leisure visitor, or coming to celebrate your child's success as they graduate from college, certainly makes a difference in our community.
Are those numbers pretty steady throughout the comparative years?
Yes, they are. They are. We're seeing some fluctuation up and down, but certainly we had the first quarter, we had a good first quarter of the year, and that was due to Fort Riley had some special training that was going on, and so they filled our hotels on a regular basis. And then on the second quarter of the year, we've seen some ups and downs, but overall we are just comparative where we have been in the past. So again, encourage, our job is to market and encourage people to come and visit Manhattan. I wanted to, I think you're about to close me out, are you?
Yeah, pretty
ready?
Close. Yeah. But you have some other stuff.
I just wanted to encourage people that as we begin our summer time, there are a lot of activities that take place throughout the region. If you've not had the opportunity to jump on the Flint Hills Scenic Byway, it is just right outside our doors.
Especially this time of year, everything green and just beautiful.
Absolutely. And so as you journey along the way, this year the symphony will be next Saturday, and it's in Butler County. But the symphony in the Flint Hills, we know that there will be visitors that will be coming from Kansas City, will be beginning their day's trip here in Manhattan, and then they'll journey south on 177 as they go down to Butler County to enjoy the symphony. Also, I would be remiss, Wamego is going to be home to the Wall That Heals. I don't know if you've had any of the partners on yet to talk about that.
We will, I believe, next week.
Great.
I believe we'll have Dan.
Great.
From Wamego Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah, Darren.
Darren.
Yeah, we most definitely, if our listeners will mark their calendars for Thursday, June the 14th, that's the opening ceremony of the Wall That Heals, and it's a replica of the Vietnam Memorial. Very moving. There will be a great ceremony that the community of Wamego will be hosting that Manhattan residents will want to journey over to see. And then again, of course, Stampede will be here June 21st through the 23rd. Please go to our website, check our calendar at visitmanhattanks.org to see all of the activities that are taking place throughout the region. There's a lot going on. There are a lot of opportunities. This is new student enrollment time for Kansas State, so there are a lot of potential new parents and new students that are in our community during the month of June. So as you see a visitor, make sure you feel you make them feel very welcome as they come to Manhattan, Kansas.
Very good. Karen, we covered a lot of ground there.
We did. We did. And I'll be back in July.
Be back in, before we know it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Manhattan Commission and Visitors Bureau Director Karen Hibbert. When we come back, we'll have Greg Eyestone, Riley County Extension, on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.